This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. For this week's radio field trip, we're traveling to the town of Honkington to get the scoop on one of our favorite summer treats. As I walk into the ice cream barn at Beech Hill Farm, the smell of freshly made waffle cones hits me immediately. Tucked away in the woods, just outside of Concord, this ice cream spot has over 75 different flavors.
You can always tell if they're new customers because they're asking, well, what's Chocolate Cookie Monster, or what's Dodo Bird, or Red Raspberry Revolution?
This is Holly Kimball. The farm has been in her family for over 9 generations, and now she runs it with her father and her oldest son.
It's definitely a group effort, and it's something that not one person could manage because we have grown and diversified. And that's really what farmers today need to do.
Beech Hill Farm, in fact, was a dairy operation for almost a century. But as the Kimball family struggled to keep the farm profitable in the late 90s, Holly's parents found a new dream. They wanted to open an ice cream stand. And over 20 years later, a barn that used to hold over 100 cattle is now a proper country store serving frozen desserts. Outside, there's a petting zoo, a gardening shed, and a corn maze during the fall. Several children are waiting eagerly in line with their parents and their grandparents on this hot summer day. 7-year-old Simon is enjoying his ice cream soda with his family. They've traveled all the way from Arkansas to vacation here in New Hampshire.
Is it good?
Yeah.
What flavor is it?
French vanilla and root beer.
Wow. You're adventurous. I like that. That's good.
Tastes pretty good.
20-year-old Danielle works at the farm during the summer. She's behind the counter scooping ice cream and making waffle cones for the many families who come in every day.
You have to quality test, sample, that kind of thing?
I do get to sample the new flavors, and I get to feed the broken cones to the goats, which is fun.
Does a goat have a favorite flavor, or is it just whatever the goat can get?
Gracie likes the chocolate-dipped waffle cones, and she'll always have this smudge of fudge over the bridge of her nose because she actually just sticks her face right in the cone.
Wow. I'm just like Gracie the goat.
Well, Holly leads me outside of the stalls to meet Gracie and the other goats. They look like they're waiting for some children to come with sticky hands and half-eaten cones.
They're not above having a lick.
Yes.
If the opportunity presents itself, they'll get a nudge in.
There's also pigs, mini donkeys, a pony, peacocks. They're just a few of the many animals that people come out to meet while they eat their ice cream at Beech Hill Farm.
It ain't a long rhyme, it took ages to think. I think I'll hurl it in the water, baby.
You can visit nhpr.org/fieldtrips to see pictures of our visit to Beech Hill Farm in Honkington. And while you're there, let us know where you'd like us to go next. We'd love for you to show us your favorite spot in New Hampshire. And you can tune into Morning Edition in 2 weeks to hear another radio field trip. Radio Field Trips is produced by Mary McIntyre.